Continuing our series with Sam Mercer, MBE, a member of the glorious Gloucesters. This is all part of our Korean War series, as Forces TV is now showing MASH every single weeknight at 8 p.m. Last time, Sam told us about the conflict between the Communist North and Democratic State of South Korea. The North assisted by China and the Soviet Union, the South by a United Nations force led by the United States. We pick up the story where, for 3 days, between April the 22nd to 25th, 1951, 750 men of 1st Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, repulsed successive assaults by a force 7 times bigger on Hill 235, now known as Gloucester Hill. An incredible story which Sam can share now.
I think it's fair to say that I thought I might be killed, I might be wounded, which I was twice in the same day, being a bit greedy. But taken prisoner, no. In the RSM, Jack Hobbs, had spoken to us on the boat going out there. He said, because he'd spent 5 years in the German prison war camp. Right, he said, now this is what you have to do, this one. And we thought, taken prisoner? Rubbish. Never happen. And it was only when these 3 Chinese soldiers, 2 together, one with a Russian burp gun, the other with an American M1 rifle, which was the one who did the damage. Only when they gone, we thought, well, heck, we're in a little bit of a shtuck here.
And which is a massive understatement, of course, but just...
Yes, a massive understatement, but then so was the understatement of the Brigadier, but the American 3rd Division Commander said, how are things with you, Brigadier? Oh, you know, he said, bit stiff, he said, bit tough, you know, but stiff upper lip.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Chinese had expected to just simply carve a way through, straight through us. They hadn't expected us to resist as we did.
As long as you did as well.
As long as we did. Yes, we upset their timetable.
I think that's a fair way of putting it. During the most brutal battles of the Korean War, the British Army lost more men than the combined casualties of the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan and the Falklands. How did you survive?
That, my friend, is a very good question. As I say, after I was shot, my feeling was, well, there were 2 options. Neither was particularly great. One was to stay there where I was, at the mercy of marauding Chinese soldiers, and they were only interested in looting the bodies. Mm. Or I could try and make my way down the hill, which I decided to try and do.
And if you did that, you knew that you'd be seeing friendly faces.
I knew I'd be seeing friendly faces.
So that was the best option?
That was the best option.
But you had all sorts of scrapes, escapades. The battle ended for you when you were severely wounded in the eye and leg by a mortar round. How did it come about then that you were actually captured? You'd resisted as long as you could, and then the Chinese, well, they invaded the hill.
I allowed myself to get caught in the open. I neither saw nor heard the thing coming in, and the mortar round landed. It took the sight out of my eyes straight away, and shrapnel in my leg. That obviously was the end of my part in the battle. with the rest of the wounded, and we're taken prisoners. As I say, I rapidly became tail end. Charlie couldn't keep up. I don't know why he did it. I didn't ask him, and he didn't tell me. Mm. But he shot me from close range
in the leg.
In the leg.
Which leg was it? The one that
left leg.
Which was the one that was wounded by the mortar?
The right leg.
So he was really trying to put you out of action.
Oh, I think he... you could be brutal and say he was... Yes, he thought it was the end.
So he thought he would shoot you, leave you there...
Yeah.
For, which is the most awful thing to consider.
Yeah.
Because if he was going to shoot you, he could have, A, put you out of your misery.
Yes.
Or not shot you at all.
Yeah.
Either way, you were in quite a bad situation.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Yeah. I mean, tell us about your release. It was about 2.5 years that you were a prisoner of war.
Well, two years, actually.
It was 2 years you were a prisoner of war.
Mm.
Tomorrow, we talk about Sam Mercer's release. The TV series, based on a military hospital during this time in the Korean War, MASH, has a double bill, 8 p.m. every weekday on Forces TV. Catch it on Sky Channel 264, Virgin 277, and Freesat 652.